Okay, today's daf is Erev in Daf Zayin, and we're going to talk about a topic that is a really Shas topic, but it starts out of Avma Beis and continues to Zayin Amar Aleph, and that is the sugyas of double chumras and double kulas, and chumra shopping and kula shopping. It comes up here on the Gemara on Daf Vav Amabez, where the Gemara talks about a mavui akum, an alleyway that is bent. How do you look at that? Machlokes, Rav, Shmuel, what do you have to do about a mavui, how to fix it? Mavui mafulash, do you fix it with a door? Do you fix it with a Tzuras HaPesach? Without even getting into the details, but it seems like Nahar Doi, says the Gemara, went like the Chumra of Rav and the Chumra of Shmuel in that detail of the Machlokas. The Gemara asks, Umi Avdina Ketrei Chumri. But when there's a machlokas, does it make sense to take the chumras of both opinions? Vatanya, did it? We learn in the Braisa. La'olam halacha kebeis Hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. Farozal asks Kedivra Beis Shammai, Osa. You want to follow Beis Shammai? Fine. Kedivra Beis Hillel, Osa. You want to follow Beis Hillel? Fine. Mikule Beis Shammai, Umikule Beis Hillel. If you take the kulas of both opinions, Rasha. That's a wicked person. Mechumre Beis Shammai, Umichumre Beis Hillel. And if you take the chumras of both, Allah HaKasav Omer, that's what the Pasuk says in Kohelas, HaKsil B'choshech Olech. The fool will walk in darkness. So the Gemara says, how did Nahar Doi do this? They took the chumras of both opinions, Ela Ike Beis Shammai, Kekulein V'chumreyon. Ike Beis Hillel, Kekulein V'chumreyon. Right? Pick Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Go like one shita. You can't take the kulas of both. That would be Russia. Because then you're not following halacha. The chumras of both, that would be a fool walking in darkness. So how do you understand that? So the Gemara then asks a parenthetical question. Again, this we had a shiur about this months ago. Maybe we'll have another one soon. Hagufa kasha, just even within this brisa, it seems to be inner contradictory. Amar olam halacha kebeis Hillel. First we say halacha is like Beis Hillel, and then we say, okay, do whatever you want, but just be consistent in your shita. So what does it mean that halacha is like Beis Hillel then? Should be like, do whatever you want. So the Gemara says, either kodem baskol la'achar baskol, maybe it's before the baskol that we hold like Beis Hillel, which is the baskol we'll have in a few daf, on daf Yigimel, or after. Maybe it was machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua, and others, whether you paskal like a baskol, or a third opinion. Viva Yisei, mahachi kamar, kol echad mishkachas, or maybe this is what the Braisa meant. Kol echad mishkachas, trei tanoi v'trei amoroi, depliki ahadadi, ke'ein machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Whenever you have a machlokas between two tanam and two amoram, similar to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, lo levet ki kulei demar, v'chi kulei demar. Don't go like the coolest of everybody. V'loka chomrei demar, v'loka chomrei demar. Ella, ki kulei demar gachomrei avid, o kulei demar gachomrei avid. Either way, we explain the internal contradiction within the Braisa. But the Gemara ends up saying, so what did Nahar Doi do? How can you just pick the chumras of both opinions? That's not appropriate. So the Gemara answers, really, they went like one opinion, kulei karav avdua, but they just didn't want to publicize it. The Gemara continues, but then the Gemara has another possibility. Maybe you're only not allowed to pick the chumras of both when they're contradictory. When the machlokas is based on opposite assumptions, and you go like both of those opposite assumptions. And it quotes the machlokas between by Shidra and Golgolas, when it talks about what is tumas, how much of a body or of a skull do you need for tumas mace, and we say it's the same shear in determining a trefa in a body. So we say that's a double machlokas, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So that's exactly the same issue. So that's where you can't have two chumras that go against each other. But if they're not so serada, so maybe you would be able to. Okay, either way, this is the fascinating machlokas about chumras and kulas. We had a shiur a number of months ago about appropriate chumras. Maybe we'll review some of that, but today we'll go down a different path. First of all, the pashtus of the Gemara. Let's talk about each one. Following two kulas and following two chumras. So first of all, following two kulas, the Gemara says, if you do that, you're a rasha. Why are you a rasha? Right, it's a machlokas, and you go kula shopping, and you have a machlokas, you're like, okay, he's makel here, so I'll follow him here, and he's makel here, and I'll follow him there. You're just cool, what's wrong with that? So the pashas is that that's not being true and committed to the Mesorah. What you're trying to get by, and you always look for kulas in every machlokas, so that's the pashas. If you look at the Me'iri, meaning you're not being honest. Not being honest to the commitment to halacha. That's the problem. It's a lack of honesty. But the Me'iri here says a little different shot, which one of the Acharonim pick up on. It says the Me'iri. Kol machlokas, shenizkar b'talmud, v'nitlim b'oso machlokas dvarim, sho'echad hefach l'chaveir, v'chulu. Ratzal Omer, he continues. Ratzal Omer, b'shar tanoim moshar moroim, kolonifska halacha kechan mehem. Whenever there's a machlokas in Shas, And let's say you lived pre-Shulchan Aruch, or let's say you lived as a machlokes achronim. So then, says the Meiri, Yesh Bechira Biyada Talmud, Lefi Shikol Daito, there is a choice to every learned person based on what he decides. Lifso keechad mehem ba'achas v'usheni lo ba'acheres. To paskin like one of them here and one of them there. Avo lifso b'shneihem lahakel. Hoel v'advarim tluyim zebazeh. If you have a machlokas that are totally on each other, to go like one here and one there, l'kula eina rashoi. Shrei nimsu achshav dvar asosrin zezeh. Because then you're contradicting yourself based on what you believe. If you believe this person's right, you have to follow through. If you believe the other person's right, you have to follow through. Because what you're doing is reflecting, says the Meiri, what you're doing is reflecting that you are saying that they're both MS, and they can't both be MS because they're contradictory. What is the significance of this? If you look in the Lahoros Nassan, Rav Nassan Gestetner, in his Chuvas, in Chelek Beis, Simin Ayin Ches Os Yud, he says maybe, what's he doing there? He's trying to defend the practice of some of Tarti Desastri. Right? The first Tosfos in Shas talks about the problem of Tarti Desastri. We know there's a machlokes and Mesechas Brachas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about when is the Mincha end and Ma'ariv start. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Plag a Mincha. Mincha's up till Plag, and Ma'ariv's after Plag. And the Chachamim say, no, Shkia. So the Gemara says, you can do whatever you want. You just got to be consistent. Da'avid Kamar Avid or Da'avid Kamar Avid. Right? That's the Gemara. You could choose whatever you want. So what's the problem? The problem is often in, especially in the summer months, there are many shuls that, and already the problem was 800 years ago in the days of the Rishonim, tied to the Sastri. People would daven Mincha like the Chachamim after Plag, and Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda before Shkia. So how could that be? That's tied to the Sastri. So that's all the different, possibilities given by defenses given by the Mefarshim. The Rambam, the Lechem Mishnah says Tilas Arvis Rishus, and the Rosh says Tfila Hikilu, maybe it's Durabanan, and there are many other creative suggestions. But says the Lahoros Nassan, based on this Meiri, the only time that it's a problem to do Tarti Desasri is where you are deciding yourself. And this, you're saying, this, if you just pick one Shita, you're saying this is MS. You pick the opposite Shita, you're saying this is MS. But here, he says, the Gemara already says they're both MS. The Gemara says, David Kamar Ovid, David Kamar Ovid. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi are both MS. So if they're both MS, then you're doing opposite actions isn't deciding that one is more MS than the other. The Gemara already laid down the law that they're both MS. So therefore, there's no problem of doing Tarti Desastri. That's what he says. Aval benidon plukta Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan le'inyin zman tefilas mincha she'echriyu chazal da'avid kamar avid da'avid kamar avid nimsa she'enan talam etzorach la'achriya midaito eza shita amitis yoser. By my actions, I'm not declaring what's more of an MS shita. The Chachamim already said they're both MS. What am I doing? I'm just acting based on each of the shitos. Umemela, and therefore he says it's not a problem. Rashay lasos kishteim afshim shos ma'adadi v'im trei kuli desasri adadi. That wouldn't apply. V'ein lahakshos, and don't ask. Sof, eyachol lasos shnei dram sosun zezeh. No, don't ask me that. Why? Elu ve'elu divri lokim chayim. They're both are the word of the living God, as we're going to have later on in Daf Yud Gimel, a huge chiddush. What is, does the Meiri really mean that? That it's only because you're declaring one is more MS, but once the Chazal said, even Chazal didn't say you could do both. So it's a big chiddush. The poskim don't say that, but that's what he says based on the Meiri in our sugya. That's point number one on the line in the Gemara of two kulas, a person is a Rasha. Two other points within this statement. Number one is the diak of the Nodebi Yehuda and others. Rabbi Yehuda notes that there's one area in Torah, in Halacha, where we lean and we try to be makel. We try to be makel. We're not as objective as we would be in any other area. Again, generally, we'll talk about this soon, Kochtatira Adif, but in general, there's nothing weighted to be makel or machmir. We just try to figure out what the Halacha is, in all honesty. But Poskim say that in Hilchas Nida, in Taras HaMishpacha, we do whatever we can to be makel. And that's why even if a posik sometimes gets a shayla and he won't be able to be mako, he'll say to the questioner, you know what, I can't answer your question. You could ask somebody else. They won't just say, problem, because they don't want to be machri if they don't have to. And they're medayik it from David HaMelech himself. When the Gemara says in Brachas Dav Dalid, when David HaMelech is talking about how he wakes up early while all the other kings in the world wake up late, the Gemara says, Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbono Shel Olam, lo chasid ani, All the other kings are relaxing and waking up late. And my hands are dirty, meaning examining blood, whether it's a uterus or a baby. You have to know if the woman's tamei yoledes and all the different details. And the Gemara ends off, kidei latar isha labayla. So why doesn't the Gemara say, says that it would be good to figure out what the halacha is? It doesn't say that. It says, kidei ladasim zet tahara tamei. No. Kidei latar isha labayla. Because we're weighted on that side, says the Noda to be Yehudas. That's one area where we do look for kulas. Point number two. And finally, the last point to mention within this world of two kulas or a rasha, what's the svara in general for being makel over being machmir, let's say? But this is too much. Two kulas to sasvi, that is inappropriate. But in general, two kulas are appropriate. A kula is appropriate. Why? That's the Gemara in Beitz Adav Beis, koach de hetera adif. Koach de hetera adif. The koach of heter is adif. The Gemara says that sometimes. Why do you fall and make the machlokas in this way? Why don't you say it the other way? Because it's better to teach you the chiddush of someone who's makel. Why? So that's Rashi. Rashi in Maseches Beitza says, just find it. Rashi in Maseches Beitza says right at the beginning of the Masechta, Koach Tehatera Adif. Why? Shehu Somech Al Shmuaso Ve'eno Yare Lahatir. If somebody's makel in a responsible way, not because Stam they're irresponsible, but if they're responsible way, that means they really know the halacha. Because Abakoacha Ostrim ain't a raya, the fact that somebody's machmir or asers doesn't prove anything. Shako yachol machmir, anybody can be machmir. Vafilo b'davar amutter. There's no risk factor, so just being machmir doesn't prove anything. So that's why it says Rashi koach datera adif. Says the Noda Yehuda, says the tzlach on that Rashi, the beginning of Beitza. If this is true, then maybe koach datera adif only applies by dinim d'oraisa. Because by dinim d'oraisa, that's where, if we wouldn't know anything otherwise, we would say, Savita Raisa Lachumra. And that's why Koach de Hetera is Adif, because otherwise I would have been Machmir. Ani Ragil Afarej, says the Tzlach. Koach de Hetera Adif, Mishum de Zenachutz Lahashmienu. I have to teach me this. Shem Lo Neda Haheter Bebirur, Tzrichanachun Lahachmir, Misafik. The suffix is a lachumra. Avala Oser Lo Asalona to Alas Bedvarav. If somebody's telling us to be Machmir, I would have known that without you telling me. Because it's a dindar isa. Shavim ani musupakim gamkein. Hayu machmir machmir safek. Umitok kach ani ragil omar. And therefore, but what if it's an issue of drabanan? So then says the Noda Yehuda, says that slach kachti sura adif. Because I wouldn't know otherwise. Savik drabanan lakula. And if I was about a lakula, so what's the chiddush if I wouldn't have known? The oser. Avalma plukta hibishal sofrim nafochu. The Savik Durabananu Lakula, I would have said, Vim Kain Kokti Sura Adif. That's the Chiddush of the Tzlach. What's the problem? He asks the son himself. What's the context of that Rashi at the beginning of Beitza? Muksa. Muksa is Durabanan. The whole world of Muksa is Durabanan. Right? It's not the Rabbanan created it as the whole Parakha, right? The Parakha Kalakalim and the second half of Parakirim Misachar Shabbos discusses. So the Tzlach has to say, which again we had a shiur about this a couple of months ago also. Maybe muksa is ke'en daraisa. Afal pikin yachal ani leskayim v'mashe ani yorga lafari shu muksa shiny shesveiko lechomer shu chomer ke'en daraisa. And we had some shitas like that, the Tosfos Yeshanim on Daf Gimel in Beitza, that muksa is a unique area of drabanan, that it might have the status of daraisas in certain regards. So that is all within the two kulas are Russia. Let's go to the other side now. Chumras. So if you're machmir, like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, says the Gemara, Haksil b'choshech holech. You're walking in darkness. Walking in darkness. Life's not just about being machmir. That's a fool. That's a fool. Says Rashi. Here, Dav Zayin. Man da'avid b'hanach shreiduchti l'chumra. Mikri ksil, you're called a fool. Da'achat taimahu. Because it's one reason. Da'acha havi chumra v'acha havi kula. V'yahu taima sfira le levit kukule kuchumre. Doesn't make sense. It's foolish. Right? It's either, you know, red or not red. So you can't treat it as red and not red, just as an example. So therefore, you can't do it. And it's foolish to act in that way. If you look in Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah, he has a little different formulation. little different formulation. Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudalid says via Oches Bezu Kule Beishame VeKule Beisil Rasha. Okay, Shrei Dvarf So Asunze Azekdei LaHakel via Oches Bechumri Shneim Ksuba Choshech Alechusha Eino Yodeya LaHafkanami Lismoch. Why would you take both chumris? Oh, because you have no idea what to do, so you're just going to cover your bases. You're going to cover yourself. But Rashi says, no, you should figure out what the halacha is. Right? The fact that you're just being machmir means you don't know to be mavchin, you don't know who to rely on. Sounds like from Rashi it's your fault, because you don't know who to paskin like. You got to figure out who to paskin like. And that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says in our sukkah, the Ritva says, we all have to know halacha. And if we don't know something, just to be machmir, again, we can't be makel if we don't know. But that's a rasha, because you don't know. But if you're just machmir out of ignorance, so that's inappropriate. It's not that you should be makel if you're ignorant, but you should follow and research the halacha, says the Ritva. Misha asa chumra demar u demar. Mipnei she'ena yodei hadin. Let's see, you have no idea. You don't know what the din is. You have to be machmir. So you have to be machmir, that's true, but it's not good. Avo pisha shuris adinkach, even though that's what you have to do, v'yesh lo lasos, and that's what you're supposed to do in this case, mikomakom akati karina beishuk sil. It's still called foolish. Holei b'choshech. Shehoye lo lilmod, v'lo lamad. Because you should have learned. Hoye lo lilmod, v'lo lamad. Right? You're not supposed to just say, okay, I'll be machmir, what's the big... No, hoye lo lilmod, v'lo lamad. It sounds like, a little bit, like the lashon of the Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas, where the Gemara talks about beginning of Kesed Mavarchin, where the Gemara discusses Asul Adam Shanim and Olam Azebel Obracha. As we know, you're not allowed to get benefit from this world without a bracha, and one has to make sure before one benefits, eating, drinking, smelling, to make a bracha. And if not, Mo'al, you're benefiting illegally from the world, which is God's house. Maika Kante, what's the takana? What do you fix it? Yelech Eitzel Chacham. Go to the rabbi. Go to the rabbi. How does the rabbi help you if you benefited illegally? You already did something wrong. No, the point is to go to the rabbi or to the Shulchan Aruch before you eat to know which bracha to say. So not to come to Me'ilah. So some Rishonim say, so just say Shehakol. What's the big deal? So some, the Abu Dram gives the impression that no, you can't just say Shehakol. I don't know, so I'll just say Shehakol. No, that's not what Hashem wants. That's not what Chazal enacted specific brachos, and once they enacted that, that's the praise you have to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just say Shehakol, right? You have to learn. You have to learn, and therefore, again, if you have a real suffix, hapsak, like poskim say, we're not sure in this case, so make a Adama instead of a Eitz, because it's more inclusive. Then fine. Because the poskim themselves are mesupik. But if I don't know, because, so that's the Ritva, that's foolish. Because you should have researched. Tosfos there also, in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yudalid, discusses like Rashi, but he does not say like Rashi, that it's a foolish, even if you don't know who the poskim like. Haksil b'koshach olech, hafili yodea k'man l'halacha v'amachmar l'atzmo. The Ritva, the Tosfos first of all says, even if you know for sure who the halach is, and then you're being machmir upon that, that's foolish. That's foolish. So the question is, what do you mean that's foolish? Ask the Aruch Haner. Don't we find many stories in Shas and in history of people being machmir? Right? Sometimes the Gemara says, he was mako for others, but he was machmir for himself. So what does that mean? What does Tosfos mean? That it's always bad stam to be machmir? If you know what the halach is? So says the Aruch Haner there in Rosh Hashanah, there are many stories like this. Remember the Mishnayos and Beitza. Tosfos doesn't mean that any chumras. Chumras are appropriate in certain cases, but it can't be two chumras that are soser, that contradict each other. Because then what you're doing, mineu bei, doesn't make sense. Stama chumra would be okay. It could also be, Tosfos doesn't mention it, but yeah, this is what we related to in the other shir. Sometimes chumra is, if I know what the halacha is and I'm machmir, sometimes if I blur the line between the chumra and the din, that could be dangerous, right? That's what the first person in history who was ever machmir in anything was, Chava. The first person, maybe Adam too, but let's say it was Chava, because that's how we have in the text. Why? Because the Torah, Hashem told Adam not to eat from the tree. And she said, Hashem told me not to even touch the tree. So the fact, her idea, Rav Hirsch says, her idea was a good idea, not even to touch the tree. The problem is that she blurred the lines between the halacha and the chumrah. And she said, Hashem told me, once we make the chumrah into halacha, then once the chumrah is too much for me, then even the halacha itself falls away. They warn us, says Rav Hirsch, not to exaggerate and to set the fence too high, lest it fall in and destroy the plants it was placed to protect. And that was the problem with Chava. But again, that also could be part of foolish double chumras, because then it could lead to just giving everything else up. Again, there's a lot more here about chumras and kulas, but again, the message of being a fool or being a Rasha, that's double opposite kulas and double opposite chumras. Okay, we will stop here.